WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Cotter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. Your one-stop shop for all things sleep, because let's face it, we could all use a little more shut-eye in our lives. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, another night talking about sleep, seriously? But trust me on this one, tonight's episode is a game changer. We're diving into the digital detox before bed, the secret weapon you might be missing for deeper, more restful sleep. You know the feeling when you finally hit the pillow, but your mind's racing with emails, social media notifications, and the latest news headlines. Yeah, me too. Ever felt like your phone is basically an all-access pass to a 24/7 anxiety festival? Well, tonight we're turning off those lights and plugging out of the digital mayhem to unlock the power of true relaxation before bed. Here is the deal. Our brains are wired to crave stimulation, it's how we've evolved. But in this modern world, that stimulation comes from our smartphones, laptops, tablets, you name it. And guess what? That constant blue light exposure messes with our natural sleep-wake cycle. It tricks our brains into thinking it's still daytime, making it harder to wind down and fall asleep. It's like sending your brain on a roller coaster ride right before bedtime, not exactly conducive to sweet dreams, right? So, how do we break free from this digital addiction? Think of it like this. Creating a digital detox zone before bed is your personal sleep sanctuary. A place where you can unwind, recharge, and prepare your body and mind for a truly restorative night's rest. And trust me, it doesn't have to be drastic, no throwing your phone in the ocean here. Start by setting some boundaries. Put those devices away at least an hour before bed. Think of it as your signal to shift gears from good mode to chill mode. Instead of scrolling through endless feeds, try reading a good book, taking a warm bath, or even practicing some gentle stretching. Remember, the key here is to create a calming and relaxing routine that signals to your body it's time to wind down. Another awesome tip. Dim the lights in your home an hour or two before bed. This helps naturally lower your melatonin production, the hormone responsible for regulating sleep. Imagine this. You're settling into your cozy pajamas, sipping on a calming cup of herbal tea, and gently stretching your muscles after a long day. No buzzing notifications, no endless scrolling, just pure relaxation and quiet time. That's the power of a digital detox that allows you to reclaim those precious hours for bed and truly enjoy the process of winding down. Let's talk about real life for a second. Picture this. Sarah, she's a busy college student juggling classes, exams, and a part-time job. Sound familiar? She's constantly glued to her phone checking emails, catching up on social media, and even working late into the night. As a result, she's struggling with insomnia. Her mind is racing, she can't seem to fall asleep, and she's dragging herself through each day feeling exhausted. Then, Sarah decides to try something different. A digital detox an hour before bed. She puts her phone on Do Not Disturb, reads a few pages of a good book, takes a warm bath, and listens to some calming music. And guess what? She starts falling asleep easier and waking up feeling more refreshed. It's like magic, right? So, the key takeaways here are pretty simple but oh so powerful. Create that digital detox zone. Turn off those screens at least an hour before bed. Embrace the calming activities. Read, take a bath, listen to soothing music, whatever helps you unwind. Dim the lights. This signals to your body it's time to wind down and produce melatonin. Remember, you are in control. Your sleep is precious. Don't let technology rule your night. And that's a wrap for tonight, folks. Remember, taking charge of your sleep is taking charge of your health and well-being. So go ahead, unplug, unwind, and embrace the power of a good night's rest. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some sleep wisdom, you know, that one person who always seems glued to their phone even at dinner. And if you have any questions or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. Until tomorrow night, stay calm and keep those dreams coming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.